Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dan Maestelo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Trombley. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Geronimo Baroa. Batting third. The second baseman, Brent Gates. Batting fourth. The DH, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jason Giambi. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Stan Javier. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Todd Stottlemyre. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Becker strikes out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cordova hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baroa hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Brent Gates batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trombley fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Maestelo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Maestelo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maestelo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mears hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Javier. Mears reaches second base with a double. Lewis scores. Maestelo goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Walbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mears scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Paquette settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Paquette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker strikes out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Javier moves to third. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Mears catches it. Javier is tagging up. There's the throw, and Javier is out at the plate. That's a double play. Bordick moves to second. Two outs. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Baroa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baroa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bordick scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0-for-1 in the game. Gates hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Baroa moves to third. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Leos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leos strikes out. One out. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maesteller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maesteller hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Maesteller reaches second base with a double. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mears hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Maesteller moves to third. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Walbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Giambi is 0-for-1 in the game. Giambi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Giambi reaches second base with a double. Steinbach moves to third. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. Steinbach scores. Giambi moves to third. 2 outs. It's Twins, 3, Athletics, 3. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Giambi scores. Bordick moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trombley fires to first and picks off Henderson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawton hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baroa is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baroa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gates is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gates hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Brosius now playing third base. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Giambi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Leos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leos hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cordova moves to second. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Maesteller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Maesteller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cordova moves to third. Leos moves to second. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Mears hits a line drive into right field. Baroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a line drive towards third. Leoz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Giambi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trombley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Brocious is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brocious hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Walbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Giambi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walbeck for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lawton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Javier is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Javier strikes out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bordick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bordick moves to second. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bordick moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baroa is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Baroa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gates is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gates strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-3 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cordova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cordova strikes out. Two outs. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Leoz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Leoz takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to second. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Maesteller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Maesteller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. Leos moves to third. It's Twins, 4, Athletics, 4. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Maesteller. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Maesteller steals second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brocious juggles the ball. That's an error on Brocious. Leos scores. Maesteller moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Twins. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Giambi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walbeck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Shellstrom now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-3 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Giambi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Brocious is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Giambi moves to second. Scott Brocious is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brocious is 0-for-1 in the game. Brocious takes first base on ball 4. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Javier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Giambi scores. Brocious moves to third. It's Twins, 5, Athletics, 5. Pat Mahomes now pitching. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Javier. The throw from Walbeck and he is safe. Javier steals second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-4 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Barroa is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. he's got two RBIs. Baroa hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch catches it and throws to first to double up Henderson. Two outs. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gates is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gates hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.